99.1 FM CKXS. It's quarter after the hour, 9:15 here on our Wednesday. We're midweek already here, and we're always trying to do our best to keep you informed and up to date with what's going on in your community. So today we continue with public health, and we've tracked down today Kathy DeBresser, who's here today to talk a little bit about something that I think we're all struggling with these days, and that's mental health. When it comes to our health mentally, I would say, Kathy, of all the things that you've seen in your lifetime when it comes to stresses, this has got to be number one all time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different pieces to this puzzle. Worrying about your kids, worrying about your family, worrying about your neighbors, worrying about your business, worrying about everything, it seems, right now. So anxiety is probably one of the things that people are facing with the most right now. Maybe walk us through a little bit of what people might be feeling, and then maybe secondly, how to help with that.
Sure. Well, the first thing to know is that it's normal to feel anxious in the face of this threat. Our body's fight or flight response is designed to keep us safe during short-term acute threat, but part of that response is the release of stress hormone, which can be good for us because this is indeed an actual threat, but what happens when the threat is chronic? Like COVID-19. So being in a constant state of stress will, first of all, disrupt your sleep, which creates a cycle of being poorly equipped to deal with stressful situations. And when we don't get enough sleep, we find life very challenging at the best of times. When we're anxious, our emotions are raw, we're dealing with others, and that becomes strained. That's also stressful, so it's another vicious cycle. When stress becomes chronic and it's prolonged, our immune system literally becomes suppressed. Because of the impact this has on our body's immune system, it is critical to manage this during this pandemic. And of course, with all of these factors, our physical health would be impacted.
Mm-hmm. So much tied together with just one massive issue that's going on right now. What do you tell people when it comes to communicating and connecting to news media and reading? What are you telling people how much we should do, or what shouldn't we do, maybe? It would be the question, Kathy.
Okay, sure. So because our brain is continuously seeking this new information to reassess the threat level, we tend to bombard ourselves with COVID-19 detail headlines and images, and we get this information from social media, and all of that perpetuates this stress response that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So where we seek information is very important. So sources like CK Public Health website and the Government of Ontario's website for locally relevant information, what's best. So these sites, they give us plain facts to counteract the sensationalism and fear-provoking images that we find when we watch the news. It's important to set boundaries on that news consumption. So with this suddenly evolving situation, it can feel like every few hours, if you're not up to date, you feel left in the dark. But while that information about COVID is constant, it is also highly repetitive. And the more often we receive that information, the more it will play on our minds and the more difficult it would be to engage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little distance is probably a good thing right now. And I mean, I think at our house, we're trying to watch more comedies on TV than ever before. We're doing that. And then I just turn off social media sometimes or look for the good stories. I mean, we're trying to do that same thing here at the radio station, trying to share those good news stories because they are out there. We can find good news from this darkness, can't we?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about social isolation. It's an issue right now for many, loneliness, especially for some of our seniors. We're trying to stay away from us. It's so strange. The best thing I can do for my parents right now is not go and see them, which is absolutely opposite the way that I normally think that I need to spend more time with my mom and dad. How do we handle that, Kathy?
Sure. So it's important to know that loneliness is definitely a risk factor for chronic diseases, especially in our older population. So it is very difficult. It hurts, actually, to visit the ones that are older. But it's important to know that loneliness is not the same thing as being alone. So some solitude is good for us, but being alone needs to be a choice in order for it to be healthy. And right now, it's not a choice for any of us. So that's the hard part. So it's been, because we're being asked to physically distance ourselves, it is more important than ever that we connect on socially on, you know, social media, you know, using the phone. Those are all things that are important. I know we get a lot of comfort just knowing that everyone's going through this. Even famous actors, you know, professional hockey players, even royalty are going through this. So that gives us, you know, some solidarity and some comfort.
Maybe give us a couple of ways that we might forget about on how we can connect. What are some things that we can do to kind of keep ourselves connected to our community and our friends?
Sure, great question. So the first thing that I recommend is just getting involved. So, you know, wave at your neighbors from your porch. And if you miss your friend, have a party over Zoom or telephone. Show your support by putting up posters to the signs in your window. Call your neighbors to see how they're holding up and volunteer to pick up groceries if you're on your way out too. Put some of your favorite food items in the little pantries that you see around Chatham-Kent to help those of us who don't have the means to purchase food. And this is really something that's important that we're finding right now is you're doing all these great things. Why not share the things that you're doing on social media? And we're asking that you use the hashtag #BeApartStayTogetherCK. At the end of this pandemic, that hashtag will be a record of all the great things that the people of Chatham-Kent did to get through this in solidarity.
Yeah, that's great advice, too. I want to talk some more with Kathy coming up, so we'll do that more. Hold tight here, Kathy. We'll chat more in just a few moments. 921 is our time here, 99.1 CKXS.
99.1 and the Lally Auto Group are paying your bills. Chatham Mazda, Lally Kia, Chatham Chrysler.
So I want to record the rest of this. I'm going to add it on here. I had to do a commercial stop set there.
Sure.
So I'm just going to record the rest of this because I want to ask you a few more questions.
Okay. Sure.
Just 1 second. Make sure I get this right. All right. Once again, joining us today on our phone lines, we have with us Kathy DeBresser-Noller, who passed along some great help when it comes to handling this issue mentally. It's very stressful for many of you handling that with kids and families. We know it's a lot to take in, but we need to take care of ourselves, don't we, Kathy? It's probably one of the biggest steps that this COVID-19 virus has got us doing. We need to kind of do self-care, right?
We do. Self-care is very important. I know there's a lot people will say, you know, you must exercise, you must eat well, but that's easier said than done during these really stressful times. So one of the things we say is stay informed. It's one of the ways that we can win a semblance of control. So while it's natural to seek out information about this ever-changing public health crisis, we must take steps to protect our mental health. So in times of this high anxiety and stress, it's more important than ever to distance yourselves from the negative. But try to avoid those conversations about matters that upset you. And this is a very emotionally charged time. And don't overestimate the power of positive thinking. I know it's hard to be positive when something like this is going on, but if you just tweak your language, you know, even if you're already down that rabbit hole of negativity, you can change that right here and now. So instead of saying something like, you know, we are stuck at home for weeks, you can say, we are safe at home. Mm-hmm. So it's all about your perspective.
So that's great advice. Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
keep going.
I think you're absolutely right. I love what you're saying here. So some other little things that we can think about. Give us some more positivities.
Sure. So we need to practice empathy and gratitude. That's really important right now. If you look at the news, there's the opposite of that. So an example would be at the end of your day, while you're lying in bed, think about 10 things that you're grateful for. You know, was it sunny today? Did you make some memories with you? You know, you don't have to pack your lunch for your kids for a while. So that's pretty cool. One thing that really helps me is, and my family actually, is instead of getting frustrated, we remind ourselves that, everyone is doing your best. So try it. You'll be less likely to lash a grocery store clerk or let your kids' silliness get to you while you're trying to work from home. You'll be nice to that gas station attendant when it seems like he's a little bit longer to process transactions because he's trying to take extra precautions to keep him and others safe. So it's not the time to shame people, and remember, everyone's situation is different. You know, the support and resources that people come to the table with look different for everyone.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. You know, it's funny. I'm normally quite busy with my schedule, and I've got events to be at, things to broadcast from, things to MC. So all of that has been thrown out the window and has been canceled. So my family has me at the house more than ever before, and my wife's like, this is so nice. You're around all the time now. I'm seeing my kids more. So yeah, I'm trying to grasp on those things that, you know, we get to spend more time together. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. I may never get this much quality time with my family ever again.
It's true. And we my husband and I are just enjoying the time before our kids grow up and they go to university. Like, you know, we're just, it's a gift, you know, for us to have that.
Yeah, I agree. I look at it the same way, and certainly yeah, it gets a little isolated at times, but yeah, try to grasp those positivities. Okay, so before you go, Kathy, maybe share with us some resources that might be available for our listeners that they can reach out to in case they're struggling with mental health. Give me some suggestions on where they can go for help.
For sure. So the first thing is, if you take anything away from this, we want you to remember to forgive yourself and others. Like, give yourself some grace and take it easy on yourself. You won't suddenly be perfect homeschool mom and chef. So, you know, if you don't have it all figured out, good. You know, you're not alone. So we want to emphasize that, okay? We also want to emphasize this. If you know is experiencing a mental health or substance use issue, call 911. Everybody's afraid now to call 911 because, you know, if they're not sick, they feel like they're being a problem or a burden. But in these unusual times, it's important to get the immediate help that you need. So there are people there that are ready to help. Just be ready to go through some COVID-19 screening and understand that the services that are in Chatham-Kent look a little different now. The wait times and the callback times are longer. But you, if you remain patient and you follow instructions, someone will get back to you. So it's important. Children and teens who are struggling can speak with a counselor 24/7 by calling Help phone, and the number for that is 1-800-668-6868, or you can text to 6868-68. And for adults, there's a crisis line that's offered 24/7 through Chatham-Kent CMHA, and the phone number for that is 436-6101. And you'll probably get a voicemail, but don't panic, they'll call you back. There is a lot of helpful information on our CK Public Health website, and you can find that at ckphu.com.
Great information, Kathy. Really well done, and hopefully this helps people get through some of the struggles that they're facing right now through the COVID-19 crisis. It's great information. Reach out and use those services that are available to you right now. Kathy DeBresser-Noller, thank you so much for taking the time and educating us a little bit and giving us some good tips and tricks that hopefully we can use through this whole crisis.
Thanks for the opportunity, Greg, and stay safe.
Great job.